USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The White House says the flying of a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon over the U.S. is unacceptable. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre today said China's irresponsible actions were visible for Americans and the world to see. She said the Biden administration will continue to keep open lines of communication with China, and it's up to the country on what kind of relationship it wants to have with the U.S. The U.S. military is currently recovering debris from the balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina this weekend. Nevada is considering a bill that will allow non-citizens to serve on police forces. Assembly Bill 30 would allow non-U.S. citizens who live and work in Nevada to join the police force in the state due to staffing shortages. Non-U.S. citizens have been allowed to obtain teaching certificates since then. Governor Brian Sandoval signed a bill in 2015. The 2013 Nevada legislature convened Monday, and the session will run until early June. Joe Biden in 2024? Most Democrats say no.
As President Biden prepares to deliver his State of the Union address, a new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll shows that a majority of Democrats feel one term is enough for Biden, with only 37% saying they want him to run for re-election. That's down from 52% in the weeks before last fall's midterm elections. The poll suggests that not many adults give Biden high marks on any of his legislative victories. Many also believe the 80-year-old's age is a liability, with people focused on his coughing, his gait, and his gaffes. They say a high-stress job like president may be better suited for someone younger. I'm John Schaefer.
The recent Arctic chill is one for the record books at New England's highest point. The lowest wind chill ever recorded of 109 degrees below zero was set Friday on New Hampshire's Mount Washington. A new bill in Tennessee would determine what happens to a family pet when a couple gets divorced. The measure would allow a court to be involved in whether a pet is provided full or partial custody with their owners in the case.
This is attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Quarterback Tom Brady will begin his new job in the fall of 2024. Brady announced his retirement from the NFL on February 1st and says his next move is as a broadcaster at Fox Sports. Fox did not disclose terms of Brady's deal, but the New York Post reports it's a 10-year contract worth $375 million, the most lucrative in sports broadcasting history. Brady played for the New England Patriots for nearly 20 years. A 9-year-old boy is graduating from a charter school in Pennsylvania. David Balogun's instructor says he's incredibly intelligent and wants to go into astrophysics as a career. The next big challenge for David and his parents is deciding on the right college or university. He's already completed a semester at Bucks County Community College outside of Philadelphia. David Balogun on how the teachers pushed him to succeed.
They didn't bog me down. They also advocated for me, saying he can do this, he can do that.
A new report shows hundreds of thousands of California public lands are blocked by private landowners. The New York Times says over 500,000 acres of land has been off limits to those looking to hike, camp, fish, or enjoy other outdoor activities. Over 3,800 people are dead after earthquakes caused severe damage in Turkey and Syria. A 7.8 magnitude quake was followed by a tremor that measured 7.5. Turkey's president said the first quake was the largest disaster seen in his nation in more than 80 years. Numerous countries, including the U.S. and groups from around the world, have pledged aid to help rescue and recovery efforts. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.